News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The central government has decided to reduce the staff strength in the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi by 50% and will, in a reciprocal move, scale down its own presence in Islamabad to the same proportion. The Ministry of External Affairs made the announcement in a statement on Tuesday and said the move would be implemented within 7 days. The usual strength of the High Commission in Delhi is 110 and it will now come down to 55. Pakistan's Charge d'Affaires was summoned today and informed that India repeatedly expressed concern about the activities of officials of his High Commission, said the MEA. They have been engaged in espionage and dealings with terror organizations. Two officials caught red-handed and expelled on May 31 was an example. India last month had expelled two officials of the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi on charges of espionage. The center had declared the two officials as persona non grata and had ordered them to leave the country within 24 hours. The two officials, Abid Hussain and Muhammad Tahir, were caught by the Delhi police while they were obtaining sensitive documents related to India's security installations from an Indian national in exchange for money, official sources had said in New Delhi. Pakistan had later summoned a senior Indian diplomat to register its strong protest over the decision to expel its officials. Earlier this month, the Indian government had summoned Pakistan's Charge d'Affaires after the reported arrest of two officials of the Indian High Commission in Islamabad. It was suspected that the two staffers were picked up by Pakistani security agencies to frame them as spies, sources had told CNN News 18. While their officials indulged in actions that are not in conformity with their privileged status in the High Commission, Pakistan has in parallel engaged in a sustained campaign to intimidate the officials of the Indian High Commission in Islamabad from carrying on their legitimate diplomatic functions, said the MEA statement on Tuesday. The recent abduction at gunpoint of two Indian officials and their severe ill-treatment underlines the extent to which Pakistan has gone in that direction. These officials, who have returned to India on June 22, have provided graphic details of the barbaric treatment that they experienced at the hands of Pakistani agencies. The government said the behavior of Pakistan and its officials is not in conformity with the Vienna Convention and bilateral agreements on the treatment of diplomatic and consular officials. On the contrary, it is an intrinsic element of a larger policy of supporting cross-border violence and terrorism, it said, adding this was the reason why the decision to scale down the staff strength was taken. Pakistan rejected what it called baseless allegations by India of any violation of the Vienna Convention on diplomatic relations by its High Commission officials in New Delhi, asserting they always function within the parameters of international law. The Indian Charge d'Affaires in Islamabad was summoned to convey Pakistan's rejection and condemnation of the baseless Indian allegations, said Pakistan's Foreign Office. Pakistan completely dismisses allegations of any violation of the Vienna Convention on diplomatic relations by the officials of the High Commission for Pakistan in New Delhi and reiterates that they always function within the parameters of international law and diplomatic norms, it said. The Indian Charge d'Affaires was also informed of Pakistan's decision to reduce the Indian High Commission staff strength by 50% as a reciprocal measure, the FO said, adding the Indian diplomat was asked to implement the decision conveyed to him within 7 days. According to a mutual arrangement, the sanctioned staff strength of the Indian and Pakistan High Commissions is 110 each. However, both High Commissions are not operating at full strength currently. Officials said both sides will have to reduce staff strength by 40 to 45 people in view of India's decision. The Indian and Chinese armies have arrived at a mutual consensus to disengage from all friction points in eastern Ladakh in a significant development that came in the midst of spiraling border tension following the killing of 20 Indian soldiers in a clash at Galwan Valley. The decision to disengage the forces, locked in a bitter standoff for the last 6 weeks in eastern Ladakh, was taken at a nearly 11-hour meeting between senior Indian and Chinese commanders in Moldo on the Chinese side of the line of actual control on Monday, said the Indian Army in a statement. The talks were held in a cordial, positive and constructive atmosphere and it was decided that modalities for disengagement from all areas in eastern Ladakh will be taken forward by both the sides. The co-commander level talks between India and China on June 22 were held at Moldo in a cordial, positive and constructive atmosphere. There was a mutual consensus to disengage. Modalities for disengagement from all friction areas in eastern Ladakh were discussed and will be taken forward by both the sides, the army said. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson in Beijing said the two sides had a candid and in-depth exchange of views on the outstanding issues and agreed to take necessary measures to cool down the situation. The Indian and Chinese militaries on Monday held a second round of lieutenant general level talks in an attempt to diffuse the tensions between the two countries following the violent clashes in Galwan Valley, even as the country's top army leadership carried out a detailed review of the situation in eastern Ladakh. The meeting began at around 11:30 a.m. at Moldo on the Chinese side of Chushul sector in eastern Ladakh and continued till night. The focus of the deliberations was on finalizing modalities for disengagement of troops in eastern Ladakh, people familiar with the issue said. Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao said on Tuesday that Bharat Ratna, the country's highest civilian honour, should be conferred on former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao, stating that Narasimha Rao changed the country's destiny for better and deserves the award. He said the state cabinet and state legislature will pass a resolution in this regard. The Chief Minister said he would personally meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi and request him to confer the Bharat Ratna on P.V., as the late Prime Minister was popularly called. Chairing a meeting where he reviewed the arrangements for Narasimha Rao's birth centenary celebrations, he announced that Rs 10 crore will be sanctioned for the celebrations. KCR, as the Chief Minister is popularly known, said that to remember the greatest services rendered by Narasimha Rao, a congressman, as a multi-faced personality in several fields, the state government has decided to organize year-long celebrations. He said on June 28, the birth anniversary of Narasimha Rao, the main program would be organized at P.V. Gyana Bhumi in Hyderabad. Around the same time, celebrations will be held at 50 locations worldwide. KCR said a P.V. memorial should be built like a memorial developed for former President A.P.J. Abdul Kalam in Rameshwaram. A team under the leadership of MP Dr. Keshav Rao will visit Rameshwaram and make suggestions to the government on P.V. memorial. He also directed officials to install 5 bronze statues of the former PM at Hyderabad, Warangal, Karimnagar, Wangara and at the Telangana Bhavan in Delhi. A portrait of Narasimha Rao will be kept in the Telangana Assembly, while the state government will request the centre to keep a portrait of the Congress leader in Parliament. Now it is apparent where many of President Donald Trump's supporters who stayed away from Saturday's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma were instead. They were home watching it on television. Fox News Channel, which aired Trump's speech live, had the biggest Saturday night audience in the network's 24-year history, the Nielsen company said. During Trump's address at 9 p.m. on Saturday, Fox had 8.2 million people watching. CNN and MSNBC aired only clips of Trump talking, yet each news network had about twice as many viewers as they normally get on Saturday nights. Collectively, the three networks had nearly 12 million viewers for its Trump coverage, Nielsen said. For those in Oklahoma, the night's biggest story was the arena's empty seats. In the absence of sports or first-run scripted series, news continues to be the dominant force in television viewing. Fox News Channel's primetime average of 3.68 million viewers for the week topped all broadcast and cable networks. ABC's primetime interview of John Bolton by Martha Raddatz was seen by 6.2 million people on Sunday, third only to America's Got Talent and 60 Minutes on broadcast networks last week. CBS, with an average of 3.4 million viewers, was the most watched broadcast network last week. NBC had 3.1 million, ABC had 2.7 million, Univision had 1.38 million, Fox had 1.35 million, ION Television had 1.2 million, and Telemundo had 760,000. After Fox News, MSNBC had 1.98 million for second among the cable networks in prime time. CNN had 1.64 million, HGTV had 1.26 million, and TLC had 1.19 million. And American talk show host Jimmy Kimmel apologized on Tuesday for his 1990s blackface impressions of NBA player Karl Malone and other black celebrities, but said his delay in addressing the subject came in part to avoid handing a victory to his foes. I apologize to those who were genuinely hurt or offended by the makeup I wore or the words I spoke, the ABC late night star said in a statement. It is part of the entertainment world's continuing reckoning triggered by the protests against police treatment of black Americans. On Monday, 4 episodes of the comedy 30 Rock were pulled from circulation because they featured characters performing in blackface. Kimmel's impersonation of Malone, which he started on radio and then brought to television on Comedy Central, was criticized by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, among others. The two men feuded on air and online 2 years ago when Hannity objected to a Kimmel joke about Melania Trump's accent. Fox News' website on Monday had a story about Kimmel using a common slur against black people on a 1996 comedy song, and about the times Kimmel had imitated the voices of black personalities. Kimmel said that he had never considered his Malone skits would be seen as anything other than an imitation of a fellow human being, one that had no more to do with Carl's skin color than it did his bulging muscles and bald head. He also said he didn't consider his impersonations of black people in racial terms. Looking back, many of these sketches are embarrassing, and it is frustrating that these thoughtless moments have become a weapon used by some to diminish my criticisms of social and other injustices, Kimmel said. He said he had long been reluctant to address the subject, as I knew doing so would be celebrated as a victory by those who equate apologies with weakness and cheer for leaders who use prejudice to divide us. That delay was a mistake, he said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.